one of the relatively few female technology executives. I have a 7-year-old daughter and another girl and a boy for whom I want the door to math and science to be open. And I talked about this with a Seattle educator named Dan Finkel. He runs a program called Math for Love. And he told me that parents and teachers, we sometimes forget how easy it is to get children engaged in math.
Here's an example. I was teaching a kindergarten first grade class, and I went in, and the mood was right in the class. The kids were kind of counting stuff, and I said, you know what? Let's just count stuff today. What is in this class that we could count? Now, if you ask a question like that to kindergarten and first graders, you get a long list. They notice the windows and the little tiles in the ceiling and the holes in the radiator. And we had this big list, and I said, okay, everybody pick something, and let's count them, and just tell me how many they are. And the kids just went off around the class, and they just started counting. And it was incredible because they just kept, they were so interested in it, and they found out so much. And there was one kid in particular who counted all the holes in the radiator, and I think the number was something in the 600s.
Yeah.
So he just kept going. And I started to say to him, like, you know, there might be a quicker way. He was like, no, let me just do it. And he finished it all, got the number. And then afterwards I said, so was there a quicker way to do that? And he said, you know what? I noticed they were always nines. They're always in groups of nines.
Oh, there's your math.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Now he's multiplying. That's how old is this kid?
He was a first grader.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I suppose if I just counted how many nines there were,
yeah,
I could. And suddenly this kid is essentially developing multiplication. He refigures it out by counting by nines. And he's got like a hard multiplication problem, but he struggles through it. And gets a different answer than when he counted one by one.
And
it's just like a fascinating, wonderful process.
And you didn't have to tell him, now you're about to learn a long word called multiplication.
What's amazing is how natural it was. And that's what we forget. Every tool in mathematics comes to solve a problem. And what kids are just doing naturally, the way they're thinking and playing, they come into contact with those problems all the time. How to count a big collection of things, that is what gives you the gift of multiplication. Like you find you need it. And you don't need to start by saying, like, I'm going to teach you something really important today.
Seattle educator Dan Finkel runs a program called Math for Love, mathforlove.com.